From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. As rescue and recovery from the former Hurricane Harvey continues in southeast Texas, the White House is assuring storm victims that it is not going anywhere and that money to help them will be there. Vice President Mike Pence was in Rockport, Texas on Thursday.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the President will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance.
The storm left incredible damage as it spent 5 days dumping record-breaking rainfall on Texas and Louisiana. Houston, the nation's fourth-largest city, was especially hard hit. Harvey slammed into the southeast Texas coast nearly a week ago as a Category 4 hurricane. It soaked the region with 130 centimeters of rain, an all-time record from a single storm in the continental United States. Well, even as the southern U.S. states of Texas and Louisiana struggle to recover from the hurricane, another powerful storm is gaining strength over the Atlantic and another in the Gulf of Mexico. Irma has intensified into a Category 3 hurricane and is headed toward the Caribbean and southeastern United States. And the National Hurricane Center is watching for an area of low pressure to develop over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. In its forecast on Thursday, the center said that if the system develops, it could bring more rainfall to the already soaked regions of Texas and Louisiana. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.